Welcome to Money Grows on Trees.
Money does grow on trees.
A podcast full of practical, real-life money lessons that you wish you learned in school. Lloyd is a former lawyer turned lifestyle entrepreneur. In each episode, he'll be answering the tough questions around money, investing, and entrepreneurship to help you transform your money mindset and move you closer to achieving your financial goals. Now, let the class begin. Here's your host, Lloyd Ross.
Welcome back to the show, Money Grows on Trees podcast. My name's Lloyd Ross. This episode is titled, How to Make Money, How to Get Rich in Your 60s, okay? How to get rich in your 60s. Obviously, I'm not speaking from experience, so I take this not from me and my own personal story, but friends of mine who I've known who have done it, okay? Now, I want to get a few of them on the podcast as guests, so we'll do that, but this is kind of like a preamble to those types of episodes. I did a reel the other day on my Instagram talking about this particular topic for about 30 seconds, and I think it's pertinent, very important, because some of my listeners, probably a fair few, are in their 50s and 60s, okay? And they're probably thinking to themselves, because some that I mentor say this to me as well, they said, Lloyd, I wish I'd known this stuff that you're teaching me in my 20s and 30s. And I'm like, I get it. I wish I'd known this when I was 10. I totally get it, right? But the reality is we didn't. We're learning it now. So better late than never, as the old saying goes. But it's a fair question, okay? Because when I talk about investing in assets, typically I talk about investing in shares, which are public business assets, or index funds, which is a group of companies or a group of stocks, either in stocks or real estate. The reality is that you do need time to actually, for the asset to grow, okay? Because assets take time to grow, okay? Because it's just the nature of the economy. So if you're 60, late 50s or 60s, and you think to yourself, far out, I've only got 82 summers. Like, what am I going to do? Wait for 20 years to build this, for the compound effect to take over and build? The answer is yes. I mean, you wouldn't want to not do it, but will it make you rich in that time frame? Unless you're putting a lot of money into it, probably not. Okay, do I suggest you still do it? Yes, because you are saving up for and investing for the time when you can't work anymore. So yes, it's very important. Your future self will thank you for it, let me tell you, okay? So it would be very worthwhile to still set aside some dollars out of your income and invest in assets for sure. It's very smart. And no doubt you're doing that in your superannuation. If you don't have any, you better be getting after it and building your own pension fund, okay, through assets. So what do you do to speed it up? How do you get rich in your 60s? What's the story here? What are you supposed to do? From what I've seen with my friends who are in their 60s and who are wealthy, and I've seen my dad like make and lose fortunes. He's all like, he's wealthy. He's extremely effective at building wealth, my dad. He's come out of it. But I've seen him, just the resilience to be able to build. He's running a business in his sort of mid-60s, and he's just as sprightly and loves business as much as what he did probably when he was younger. So there's the secret. Really, you've got to be in business, okay? What's great about that in your 60s and 70s and even 80s, right? And even 90s. I mean, Warren Buffett and Charlie Munger. Charlie Munger, who's Warren Buffett's business partner, he's 98. I think he's 98, 99 even he had. But they're in their 90s running their business, okay? So the beauty of being in business is you don't have to retire. And if you ever talk to my dad, he'll say to you, if you haven't listened to our episodes we did together, go back and listen to them. You'll learn more about that story. But he says, I'm never going to retire. And nor does he have to, because he's not in a job. Okay? And he would be the first to say he thinks his whole retirement thing is just an absolute, like, silly. He said, why would you retire? You lose all your purpose. Work's fun and enjoyable when you do what you love, right? So the way to get wealthy in your 50s and 60s, it's to start and scale a business. You're never too late to learn. It's just about mindset, okay? I've talked to people who are in their 60s and feel like their life is finished. That's their mindset. Oh, the world's going to rubbish. Nothing's, like, they're blaming everything. I'm old. My bones don't, my body doesn't work as much anymore, right? That's their attitude. Then I've seen people like my dad who are sprightly getting up at 66, 67 and going to work. And enjoying the experience and making a lot of money and helping a lot of people and participating in the community, right? So you just get to choose. My dad's got a broken body. He's broken his femur twice, smashed his knees. He used to race speedway. He's broken a lot of bones in his body, right? And like, he's got every excuse under the sun not to operate, but he does, okay, because he's not soft. So it's about the right mindset, okay? The right mindset. So carrying on a mindset of like, if you love comment, if you love talking to people and being plugged in and being challenged, then business is a great way to go. And so a lot of my friends who are in their 60s who have built wealth have done it through network marketing. They've started a network marketing business. A couple I know, they've got a villa in Tuscany. Okay, they started building their network marketing business in their late 50s. And now they've got a villa in Tuscany where they live most of the time. Fly around the world, have a great life. Okay, I could name another dozen who are like that. There's another guy I know who I met over in the United States. I don't know him that well, but he's good friends with a few of my mentors. And he started his business in his 70s. Now he's 90 and he's made 70 million with it. It's incredible, right? So this is the trick. So if you're in your 50s or 60s and you're trying to build wealth through investing, that's great, but it's not really going to get you to the level of wealth you're probably looking for. So what's the trick? Well, as you're in your job, hopefully you're still there in your job, which is great because it's giving you your active income you need to live. But while you're there, build a business on the side. What does that mean? It means you've got to learn new stuff. You got to learn new stuff, right? That's just, it's about adopting a growth mindset, not a, oh, I'm at the end of my life mindset. It's a growth mindset. And what I love about my dad, he says, I'm never going to retire, right? Because he knows if he can keep running his business, he'll have cash flow until he's needs it. And he'll go on holidays, he'll travel. He just came back from Antarctica for a month. That's amazing, right? So, but if you retire, you lose your money, you lose your income. Why the heck would you want to lose your income? You won't be able to do anything. So I would suggest maybe rather than looking towards retirement at 65, which we're all told to look at, start building a business now so you can transition out of your job at 65 and run your business full time. That is a sensible strategy. And not only that, if you're in a business, you have the chance to scale your time and your money beyond your 40 hours a week. That's the beauty of a business. So what would I be doing if I were you? I'd definitely be looking at network marketing. I'd definitely be looking at some sort of online experience. I'd be looking at something you loved. If you're a handy person, I'd be getting on Airtasker and doing a lot of random tasks on there to try and build a handyman business on the side. I'd be doing all that stuff, weekends and evenings, to build this thing while you're in your job. You don't just jump out of a job and start a business then. You start a business while you're in your job, part-time, in the evenings, on the weekends, and you transition into it. God, that's the whole idea. And is it easy? No. You got to build skills. You got to learn how to use Zoom. You got to send invoices. You got to learn how to do marketing. You got to learn. You may as well learn now, right? The whole world's becoming freelance anyway, okay? And if you do that, then you will have more command and you'll have more control over your future. Because look, when you turn 65, from what I've seen, okay, that's 25 years away from me. From what I've seen, life doesn't just stop for most people at 65. It goes for another 20 years. What are you going to do for 20 years? Sit on the beach? Read? How boring. What are you going to, you're going to lose purpose. So what do you do if you don't have work? You create work for yourself by starting a business. Okay. Yeah, I think the people who I feel look to be enjoying their life the most in their sort of senior age group or later years are people who are actively involved in a business or some sort of enterprise. Be enterprising. It doesn't have to be a formal business, but be working. And what about the guy who washes my car, right? Jim. He details my car every, I don't know, like every month, every 2 weeks, right? And I take my car to him, drop it off there up the road and with some other friends and family, and he washes the car. He did amazing, does an amazing job. Now, Jim's like, I don't know, he's probably, I don't know if he's listening to Jim. Are you listening to this? I know, I'm guessing your age, right, if you're listening to this episode. But he's a great guy. He does a great job. And I don't know, he's probably 70-something. I don't know. But he's still going. I love it. He's enterprising. He's washing cars. And he doesn't have to retire. Right? How good's that? That's awesome. I mean, I just think that it's a mirage. It seems to be a mirage, this retirement thing. So if you're someone who's really rushing towards retirement and thinking of it in the front of their mind, like, oh, I'm going to retire. You're just in a job you don't like. You're doing stuff you dislike. And that's the problem. Or there's no like flexibility to it, or there's no growth anymore. You know, people are most happy, and Tony Robbins talks about this, when they're achieving and when they're fulfilled from growth. So like if there's no growth where you are, you're not learning new skills, you're not being challenged, that's why you want to get out of there. Okay, that's why I left my job. I was like, I'm not getting challenged. It's boring. It's ceiling. It's limiting. And the culture was not, like everything was not good. I was like, this is getting me out of here, right? So if you've got that now, don't wait until you're retired to get out. Get out now or start something on the side where it's going to challenge you and you're going to achieve and you're going to learn new things. That's the trick to building wealth in your 50s and 60s. Because here's the thing. If you want to add more money to your investments, which is what you need to do right now if you're that age, then you got to go make money elsewhere. You can't just do your job, right? You may as well start now, because skills in marketing and selling and administration and management and finances and stuff like that takes a bit of time to learn. So you may as well do it now, okay? So that's like if you do that and you happen to be in a scalable business, okay? Like my friends who are in network marketing who started it and did really well, they've made millions. Now, millions at that age can change your life tremendously. Like, you know, you can be buying boats, you can do all sorts of stuff, but you can't do it if you just have your job now and are trying to build a multi-million dollar share portfolio with the 20 or 30 grand a year you're putting away. You just can't do it. You're not going to be able to do it because you don't have the time, the luxury of compound interest with time. You don't have the luxury of time. So business, private enterprise and business is the fastest way to scale wealth. It really is. Like it's faster than investing, right? Which is why I'm in business. I'm not just sitting here moving money around in an investment account. I'm building an investment while I'm building a business because I know it's the fastest way to build massive wealth, okay? So that's my tip for anyone who's 50 or 60 or even 70. You know, start now. Build a business. Find someone who's building a business that you love. Go spend some time with them. Learn how it works and model them, okay? Get after it and stay with it. It's not going to be simple and easy, but that's the beauty. That's the challenge, okay? So I hope that's been an effective episode for you. If you're in that age group, hit me back. Tell me if I'm on the right track here. From what I've seen, I'm on the right track because all the people I know who are wealthy in that age group have done that. So take this as inspiration. Go for it. Don't just pack up and whinge about the world at 65. It's all like never used to be, blah, blah, blah. Flip your mindset into a victorhood instead of victimhood and go for it. Okay. So I hope you've enjoyed the episode. Leave us a review. Share this with a friend, someone you feel like needs to hear this. And of course, share it to your stories. Really appreciate you. Check out the links in the show notes. And I look forward to seeing you, talking to you, rather, on the next episode of Money Grows on Trees podcast.
Thanks for joining us this week on the Money Grows on Trees podcast. If you like the show, you might want to check out our book, Money Grows on Trees, which you can find at LloydJRoss.com. Subscribe to the show on iTunes, leave a review, and feel free to reach out to Lloyd on Instagram at LloydJamesRoss.